Good morning. Today's Daven Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting with the words Amar Rav Krus Bedai. No. That's better. Okay. So, in the last off of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, yesterday's off, Tez Zayin, so we talked about Din. We talked about the judgment system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a challenging Gemara. It's an interesting Gemara, to say the least, but it's challenging because it certainly gives us a better impression that we're now to be meant to understand how din works and how the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. So Schar V'Onish is one of the Ikari Emunah. It's one of the fundamental tenets and principles of our Torah and our Mesorah. And yes, we're going to know a little bit more after having gone through yesterday's daf and today's daf as well. But it's not to be expected that we're going to understand din as HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets it out, because obviously there's so many factors and so many elements and right, the variables are, you know, not unlimited, but pretty close to unlimited, right? Approaching infinity, as they say in calculus. So it's a real challenge. But nevertheless, the Gemara gives us like a small little window into how din works, and that's all we're going to get. We're going to get like a small, tiny little window into seeing how a Kadosh Baruch Hu operates din. So we learned yesterday's daf in the Mishnah that the four times a year, so we're going to be judged. Now we're going to be judged. So the way the Mishnah describes it yesterday is that we're going to be judged one time a year. That's called Rosh Hashanah. And then the resources of this world are going to be judged at three different intervals during the year. And those three intervals are basically the Regalim, the Gimel Regalim. So at those points in time, so the resources are going to get judged. And yesterday we spoke a little bit about how to understand that, meaning how the resources get judged, how do we get judged, how do the two work together. Okay, yesterday we made an attempt. We're going to be opening up today's daf with something that's extraordinarily famous. Everybody knows, but admittedly, as much as we all know it, but do we understand it? It's difficult. It's a real challenge. And that's the Gimel Sfarim HaNichtavim, the Niftachim. The three books that are open in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's begin. So, Amar Rav Krus Bedai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shosha Sfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. So there are three Sfarim that are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rashaim Gemurim, V'Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, V'Echad Shel Beinonim. So one belongs to the Tzaddikim, another one belongs to the Rishayim, another one belongs to the Beinonim, those are in the middle. Tzaddikim, Gemurim, Nechtavim, Nechtamim, V'Nechtamim, La'alto L'Chaim. So as far as Tzaddikim is concerned, so they are written and sealed immediately for Chaim, and Rishayim, Gemurim, Nechtavim, Nechtamim, La'alto L'Misa. As far as Rishayim is concerned, so immediately they go to L'Misa. And Beinonim, Tluyim, V'Om, Dim, Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom, Yom HaKippurim. So those are in the middle. So they're going to be in suspension. Their judgment is going to be in suspension. And Zachu Nichtavim L'Chaim, Lo Zachu Nichtavim L'Misa. And then, based on their behavior and tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so either they're going to be L'Chaim or they're going to be L'Misa. The obvious difficulty with this Gemara over here is that feet on the ground, and we live in this world and we see, right? People who we think are tzaddikim, so they don't last for the year. And people who we think are Rishayim don't last for the year as well. So it does not seem like this Gemara is operating the way we see it. Okay, good. That's the obvious issue, and the number of approaches that deals with this issue is extensive. But the traditional approach, it's not true. There are many traditional approaches, but Tosus over here writes the Gra is fond of this approach, and that is that the word Chaim and Misa over here do not mean on this world, and doesn't mean Olam Hazeh. Chaim and Misa is talking about for the future. So then why do I need a din every Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so that part's difficult. Like I said, right, these Gemaras over here are to be just a small little window, a crack, into how the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works when all said and done, right? We still are limited, extraordinarily limited in our understanding, but somehow in Rosh Hashanah, everyone's going to be experiencing basically a check-in, right? It's an annual checkup in terms of how our neshamas are doing. But the words Chaim and Mavis over here are not describing life and death on this earth. It's describing Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Avin Maikra, Yimachu Misefer Chaim, V'im Tzadikim. Al Yikasevo. Okay, sorry. So the Pasuk over here in Tehillim, so the Gemara is going to break it up based on the Sfarim that we just learned about. Yimachu Misefer, so I should be erased from the Sefer, so the Sefer Shav Rishayim, Gemurim. So David HaMelech has a tefillah, Tekarash Baruch Hu, I shouldn't be amongst the Rishayim Gemurim. And Chaim, Zeh Sfarim Shel Tzadikim. And the Chaim is a reference to the Tzadikim, the Sfarim Shel Tzadikim, v'im tzadikim ayikasevu, and together with the Tzadikim I shouldn't be written with, that's different Shel Beinonim. That's the reference to the sefer that belongs to the people in the middle. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehalcha. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is also going to be darshaning, but from a different source. But again, it comes out to the Gemel Sfarim, and that is im ayin machaini na misifra chasha kasafta. And now the Gemara breaks it up. Machaini na zis tifresh of Rishayim. So Moshe petitions to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be removed. That's from the sefer of Rishayim. And misifra chaz zis tzadikim, the sefer that belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the sefer of tzadikim. And asher kasafta zis tifresh shal beinonim. And as far as the Asher Kasafta, that's the people in the middle. Tanya. Okay, so, and more. And a lot more. We are about to embark on a really lengthy brice over here that's going to speak a little bit more about the din on Rosh Hashanah and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the din. So we learned in a brice, we are in Tezayin Amud Beis, we are about five lines on the bottom of the Amud. Beishayim Omrim Gimel Kisos Hein L'Yom HaDin. There are three groups on Yom HaDin. Achashot Tzadikim Gemurim V'Achashot Rishayim Gemurim V'Achashot Beinonim. So again, much like this farm that we just described, so the groups basically can be categorized and compartmentalized into three separate groups: Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtam v'nechtam l'alter lechaye olam. So as far as the Tzadikim is concerned, signed, sealed immediately. Rishayim gemurim nechtam v'nechtam l'alter legehenim. Shenema v'rabim yeshnei admas afar yakitzu eila lechaye olam ve'eila lecharafos l'daron olam. And as far as the Rishayim Gemurim are concerned, so immediately they're written off for Gehenim, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel that speaks to this idea. And Beinonim, now what about those who are in the middle, as far as the Kot is concerned? Now we're not talking about the din of Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about Akash Baruch Hu's din la'azilavo. So what's going to happen to Beinonim? Yordim le'Gehenim, so they go down to Gehenim, and Mitzav Tzafim, and they're kind of floating over there. Va'olim, and eventually they get up. Rashi writes over here, Mitzav Tzafim, top Rashi, and Yuzayin Amud Aleph. So akim abochim mitoch yisurim shah achas va'olim. So for a little bit of time, says Rashi, they're going to be in great pain, and they're going to be and they're going to be screaming. But eventually, they'll have an aliyah. And when I say eventually, Rashi writes shah achas over here. So Rashi has a mesora that it's not for a long time. Shenamar, Gemara quotes the pasuk in Zechariah ve'evesius hashlishis ba'ish v'tzarfasim kitzrof es hakesef uvechanasim kevachones azav hu yikare b'shmi v'ani eno so. So the pasuk in Zechariah, I'm not going to translate every word, but the pasuk in Zechariah basically describes the smelting process. In other words, you take an impurified metal and you burn it up, and basically what you're doing is you're burning out the impurities. So kach by the Beinonim. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that there's some sort of purification process where he goes to Gehenim, which basically it's a smelting process. It's a purification process. The Aleim Amr Chana. Now regarding this Beinonim group, so Chana also had a message for them in her tefillah. This is the tefillah's Chana. Hashem Emisu Mechayim Mori Shaol V'Ya'al. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends people to Shaol. That's the Navi's way of describing Gehenim. But then an Aliyah. That is all Shitos Beis Shammai, meaning according to Beis Shammai. So there are Gimel Kitos. There are three groups, and basically everyone's going to get as per their din. Okay, and as we usually find Beis Shammai, so it's very black and white. It's very everything is strict judgment. Okay, and now contrast that with the Shita Beis Hillel, which we're about to embark on. As you can imagine, as is normally the case, and right, the theme of Beis Hillel is a little bit more rachamim, and even by din, there's a little more rachamim. And the Gemara quotes Beis Hillel Omrim V'Rav Chesed Mate Kape Chesed. So when the Torah describes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rav Chesed, and on the Amud Beis of today's daf, we're going to be going into more detail regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rav Chesed. So he's Matik HaPe Chesed. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes the judgment and he moves it over a little bit in the direction of Rachamim and Chesed, or maybe better stated, through Rachamim and through Chesed, he moves it over a little bit. V'alei Mamar David, Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem Eskoli, V'alei Mamar David. Sorry, so let's go pasuk by pasuk. So the first pasuk the Gemara quotes is by David HaMelech, by the pasuk in Tehillim. We say it in Hallel. So after Ki Yishma Hashem is Koli, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to my voice, meaning we're petitioning a Kadosh Baruch Hu that there be a little bit of rachamim. V'alei Mamar David Kol HaParsha Kula. In fact, by the Beinonim, so David HaMelech had them in mind when he wrote the following pesukim: Dalosi V'Liyoshi. I'm really poor. Poor over here meaning in Zechuyos and Mitzvos, but nevertheless, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshiach. Poshe Yisrael begufan, and Poshe Umas Olam begufan, Yordan legehenim. Now, as far, this is all again, Shitas Beis Hillel. Now, those are poshe Yisrael begufan. So we're talking about sinners of the world, and they sin with their body. Gemara later on is going to clarify and identify who we're describing over here. What pesha are we describing? It's coming up. And poshe umos olam begufan, and also the sinners of the nations of the world, also begufan. That is also going to be clarified in just a moment. So they go down to Gehenna, and they don't by Yud Beis Chodesh, and for 12 months they're going to be judged. La'achri Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufan Kala. So what's going to happen after 12 months is that the bodies are going to come to a conclusion. V'nishmasan Nisrafis, and the neshamas are going to be burnt. V'ruach Mithfazar San, and the wind is going to spread them out. We have a girsa over here. Maybe add the words. And it's going to be dirt tachas kapos raglei tzaddikim underneath the feet of the tzaddikim shenamar vaso samrisham ki you afer tachas kapos ragleichem. Okay, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Malachi speaking to this idea that when you have people who are poshe begufan, so they are going to be judged, and not only are they going to be judged, but they are the judgment is going to be a permanent judgment. Aval now. But if I have, and I'm going to explain each of these phrases in just a moment, but if I have minim and masaros and apikarsim who deny the Torah v'shekafra b'tcheas ameisim v'shepirshu medarchi tzibor, and they exited the ways of the tzibor v'shenasnu chitaskam ba'aretz, the Gemara is going to explain each one of these phrases. And they intimidate other people. Chaim ushechatu ve'echtiu sarabin. Not only do they sin, but they cause other people to sin. Kigon Yeravam ben Nevat. And we put up there as a model citizen, but over here model citizen in the opposite direction. So like Yeravam ve'chaverav yodim legehenim and yedonim ba ledori dora. So they're going to go down to Gehenim, but their judgment is not going to be for 12 months. Their judgment is going to be an indefinite judgment. Shenemar v'yatsu veru b'grein hashem aposhim bi. And the Gemara understands this pasuk in Yeshayahu to be a description of these people that are going to be suffering even a worse onesh. In other words, as opposed to the poshe Yisrael begufan, where their judgment is going to be 12 months. Okay. Now, again, how much of this do we really understand in terms of din? Extraordinarily little. I'd say even less than that. In other words, right, this is something which we just simply don't see. In other words, while we're here on this earth, none of this is empirical, so... So obviously the Gemara is trying to communicate to us the degrees of onesh, but obviously we are extraordinarily limited in how much we understand. So the Gehenim kala ve'einan kalin. Now Gehenim will come to an end. In other words, Gehenim is just there to serve a purpose. They're going to come to an end, but their din, meaning of this last group over here, doesn't come to an end. Shenemar v'tziram levlo sha'ol v'kokach lama. Now as a result of what? Is this last group over here going to be having an enduring din? So, because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Zvul is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. And regarding them, Chana said, Hashem yechatu mirivav. So, Akarish Baruch Hu, so those who quarrel with Akarish Baruch Hu should destroy them and completely destroy them. And then just one more comment before we go back and we clean up a little bit of what we discussed. Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Avinu Fneim Dom Lashule Kedera. Rav Yitzchak says, as far as their face is concerned, it looks like the bottom of a pot. In other words, black. V'amar Rava V'inu Mishifrei Shafir B'nei Mechuzah. So, and Rava has one more comment over here, and basically he says, you want to know who these people are? So take a look at the B'nei Mechuzah and the wealthy people of B'nei Mechuzah. V'nikraim B'nei Gehenim, and they're described as B'nei Gehenim. In other words, they're an example of these kinds of people. Okay, we're going to go back and we're going to in the Gemara itself. We're going to go back and review a lot of what we just went over. But just let's go over just some basic definitions over here within the Shita of Beis Hillel. So basically, you have a group of Beinonim. In other words, I'm just organizing right now. You have a group of Beinonim. These group of Beinonim. So unlike the Shita of Beis Shammai, basically that everyone's experiencing din. So Beis Hillel says no. If you have a group of Beinonim. So the Beinonim are not going to be experiencing this kind of din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mata Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes through the mechanism of Chesed, so he extends them a courtesy. Good. Then you have Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so Poshe Yisrael Begufan, and also Umas Olam, which, oh, by the way, is it's from our Gemara over here a really clear indication that who's getting Gan Eden, who's getting eternal life. So ostensibly everybody, Jew, non-Jew. In other words, if we're talking about the din of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Poshe Umos HaOlam Begufan, so it certainly sounds like that the Gan Eden and Schar is for everybody. Okay, right. In Machshava, this is I'd say this is not my expertise, but I'd say this is pretty much the accepted viewpoint. There are some viewpoints that don't subscribe to this, but that's accepted viewpoint. Our Gemara seems to be really clear that everyone's going to be receiving a chelek. Okay, and then so we have category number one for Beis Hillel is a Beinoni. Category number two is Poshe Yisrael Begufan, and then category number three is these people who are the worst. Okay, the worst of the worst. So let's just spend a couple minutes describing who are these people who are the worst of the worst. So we were given, the Gemara gave us a quick list, and so just a quick description of who they are. So first of all, we describe the min, right, in this third category, Beis Hillel. So what's a min? So look at Rashi. We're working with Rashi's definition. So Rashi, third line down, Hanashim asher havchu divrei Elokim chayim lira'a kagon tzedukim abaytusim. So people who distort the Torah in their interpretation of the Torah. So Rashi refers to the classic sectarian groups of the Tzedukim Baitusim during Baisheni. So they took real positions of prominence. In other words, they became a powerful sectarian group. And their trademark was that basically a total dismissal of Torah Shabbat Peh. And as far as interpreting the Torah, you still have to interpret the Torah. So they gave their own interpretations of the Torah. So these groups of Tzedukim Baitusim, so according to our Bryce, according to Beis Hillel, they fall into this third category. Next, the Mesoris. So look at Rashi over here. Malshinim. Okay, so we daven about them every day, three times a day. And so people who rat out other people. Shemosh Mamon Yisrael Biad Ov De Kochavim. The Gemara at the end of Baba Kama spends a good amount of time talking about somebody who's a Moser. Somebody who basically rats out, even just ratting out other Jews' money to the government. So that also qualifies as a Moser. And again, that such an individual, according to Agamara, is in this third category. And Rashi writes an apikaris mevazet tamid chachamim. So what's an apikaris? So not the way we generally describe an apikaris. Somebody who distorts the Torah, because that's already there. Meaning that's the minim. The minim are the distorters of the Torah. So what is an apikaris? So Rashi says somebody who degrades tamid chacham. Somebody who degrades the tamid chacham belongs in the third category as well. A kofer b'Torah. So what is that? So Rashi writes over here, ha'om remain Torah min ha'shamayim. So they don't believe in the divinity of the Torah. So that's a kofer in this context. Rashi then goes on to say that you're a porsh mitzvah midar chitzibur. So Rashi says that that's not the correct girsa, because that's not an example. That's a header, right? And whatever. Somehow in our Gemara made it into one of the examples. Rashi insists it's not an example. It's just a heading of all these people. They're Porsche Midar Chitzibur. Okay. And did we leave anyone out? No, I think, right. We did, but the Gemara itself is going to interpret what they are, right? Rashi right now is just interpreting the ones that the Gemara is not going to cover. Okay. So if we have it all down well, we just went through a really long Braisa. The Braisa started on the bottom of the previous Amud and ended pretty much halfway down through our Amud. And within this long Braisa, we're talking about the din that a person is going to be experiencing after 120 years on this earth, and how does the din work? So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a difference of position in terms of a Mesorah, in terms of how exactly the din works. Beis Shammai operates more with Midas HaDin. Beis Hillel introduces Chesed into the whole equation. And then even within the Shita of Beis Hillel, so you break it down to three categories of those people who are experiencing din. There's a Beinoni, which through Chesed, he's going to receive an immediate fast pass to getting a Chelek. In Olam Haba, and then you have people who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan and Poshe Umos Olam Begufan, which in a moment we're going to explain what exactly that means. We haven't done so yet. So they're going to experience a judgment of 12 months, and then after that, what do you have? You have people who are just simply the worst, and their din is going to even outlast Gehenna. Okay, as per the Gemara's description. Okay, good. With all that stated, so the Gemara mentioned a number of things that were not perfectly clarified, and so this is the this is the style of the Gemara after having cited a Braisa. So now we're going to go through a number of comments made by Amoraim in terms of helping us clarify some of the points that were made in the Braisa. Amar Mar. We are halfway down in Yuzayin Amid Aleph and continuing. Beisil Omrim V'Rav Chesed Mati Kalpe Chesed. Okay, so the Shita Beisil is that we're introducing Chesed into Din. So V'Aksi V'Evesis Hashishis Ba'esh, the Gemara says, okay, but one of the psukim that we quoted above in Zechariah, the top line of our Amud, so it says that there's going to be a Din. So how can you tell me they're getting fast pass? Right? There clearly is a Din. So Hasan Beposhi Yisrael Begufan. So the Gemara says, no, that's talking about people who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Again, we haven't identified what that means yet, but okay. So the Gemara says, no, I don't like that answer. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Va'amart Le'esla Tekanta. Wait 1 second. Read on in the Braisa. Because when we describe Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so we said, what? They're going to experience Din for 12 months? But then even after that, so we talked about how they're going to be reduced to dirt or ashes, and they're going to be placed under the feet of tzaddikim. Whatever that means, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound like they're getting any kind of chelek. So the Gemara says, "Ki leis lutakanta berov avonos hachamechza avonos umechzav zechuyas viis bu nami avon de poshi yisob begufan lo sagile de lave evesis ashlishis beish viimla verav chesed mate kape chesed." So the Gemara says like this, and again, I'll explain it right with my unbelievably limited understanding, but I'll explain it. So basically the Gemara says like this, that when you have somebody who is mechza, he's 50-50. Okay, somehow, in ways only Akash Baruch can assess, so he's right down the middle, split between Averis and Mitzvos, Zechuyos and Avonos. And within his Avonos, he's also has, as part of the line item, he has Poshi Sobagufan. And again, we don't even know what that is yet. But for the purposes of just clarifying the Gemara's answer over here, so in the line item of the 50% of Avonos, so he has Poshi Sobagufan. So for such an individual, so now, so he's a little bit stuck. Meaning, to get the fast pass, so you can't have that on your second column. So for that, we have the Pasuk in Zechariah, that such an individual is going to go through some sort of purification process, and then he's going to receive a chelek in Olam Haba. Okay. If, on the other hand, he's Poshe Yisrael Begufan and he's not Mechza Mechza, so that's a description of Ein Lo Tekanta. So that for such an individual, so he's not going to receive a chelek. Okay. Ve'alei Mamar David Afti Kishma Hashem. Again, this is going back to the Braisa, where we're describing that for this Beinonim group, so we have Psukim that David sings about them in Tehillim. So Darsh Rava Mai Dichsev Afti Kishma Hashem. So now the Gemara is going to expand a little bit on this, meaning in this pasuk in Tehillim, where David is talking about the Beinonim. So the Gemara says a little more back and forth. Rava Darshins. So in the pasuk of Kishma Hashem, Amar Kanei Sisol Afnei Kosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shalom Ei Masayani Ahuva Lafanecha Zman Shata Shomea Kol Tachanunai. So when do I know that Kosh Baruch Hu, that you love me? When you listen to my tefillas. Dalosiva Li Yoshia, second part of that pasuk. Afa Pisha Dalani Mina Mitzvos Lina El Oshia. And even though I'm impoverished in mitzvos, and remember, in the context we're discussing a Beinoni. So a Beinoni, so yeah, he has mitzvos, but he also has a lot of averos. And right now he's split right down the middle, but nevertheless, Lina El Oshia. But meanwhile, Kosh Baruch Hu, you still extend your hand to save me. Okay. So, okay. Not totally sure what we just got out of that additional note of Rava, but again, it's based on the fact that I'm limited in my understanding. Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Okay, so now we move on to the second category. So in Beis Hillel's understanding of Din, so after the Beinonim, you have this group of Poshe Yisrael Begufan. So now, what is that description of? So my neo amarav karkafta de lomanach tefillin. So it's a description of somebody who does not wear tefillin. Such an individual now is in category number two. Where again, as we've just gone over, this category number two, there's really a 1B, if you will. Meaning, if you're somebody who never wears tefillin, now in a moment, I'll try to explain that even better. But if you're somebody who never wears tefillin and you're mechza, so you're like 1B. Meaning, you are still going to receive a chelek on Olam Haba, but after din, after 12 months of din. So that's 1A if you're mechza, 1B if you're mechza, but in the column of Averos, you have Poshi Yisrael Begufan, which now we know means you're not wearing tefillin. And then category number two is that you're poshe yisrael begufan, which we now know means you're not wearing tefillin, and on top of that, you have more averus than zechuyos. So then, ain lo takanta, and then there's that category number three. And don't you can ask me, but don't ask me. You know what's the difference then between category number two and category number three? Okay, obviously there's a difference, but I just don't have the vocabulary to spell it out. Okay, the Gemara over here obviously speaks really really strongly about somebody who's not wearing tefillin. So there's a Tosus over here. He writes Karkafta de manach tefillin. So Tosus has a number of comments over here. Number one, imosik b'torah kimenach tefillin dummy. So if you're learning Torah, so that's like hanachas tefillin. So obviously, right, you're still. If you failed to put on tefillin, obviously you missed an unbelievable opportunity. But Tosa says that you're not going to fall under this category if you're osik b'torah. So Dam Rabbi Mechilta osik b'torah put them in a tefillin. Okay, he quotes the Medrash. V'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish Tahacha Kesha Mitzvah Bezuya Alav. Now, the Gemara has really harsh words for somebody who doesn't put on tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not that he just doesn't put on tefillin. He's electing not to put on tefillin, and continues Rabbeinu Tam, it's because he's embarrassed by the tefillin. He writes, I'm reading inside. So shemagunos alav ritzuo shel tefillin shebarosho. In other words, he's simply embarrassed. He does not want to be seen with his tefillin on, and specifically the shalrosh, because that's the one that's visible to everybody. So that's the person the Gemara is describing according to Rabbeinu Tam. Aval imiyari laniach mishum debeinan gufnaki kelisha ba'kanafaim kedisa breish ba'metomnem v'udoi kol shah Hashem lo yuchali zayal l'shamar b'tahara v'kedusha havada ein alav din poshe yisrael begufan. But you have somebody who feels that, look, I'm not at the level yet, meaning you need a gufnaki in order to wear tefillin. I don't have a gufnaki, and I can't maintain the proper demeanor and decorum that is demanded by tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's not the Gemara, what the Gemara is describing over here. Okay. So a limud schos, if you will, on the and limiting, significantly limiting the application of this of an individual who's not wearing tefillin. Okay. Back to our Gemara. Proshe umos ha'ulam begufan. Okay. So again, within this second category, so not only poshe yisrael but poshe umos ha'ulam. So now they don't have the mitzvah of tefillin. So obviously, what the Gemara needs to do now is give them a definition. So the Gemara does. So amarav ba'avera. So it means that they are involved in arayos, in immoral sexual behavior. So illicit sexual behavior. So for such an individual, of the umos ha'olam, so he is going to be in this second category. Vishnasnu chitas cham be'eretz chayim. Okay, now, we talked about category number three. The Gemara says category number three, their din is going to outlast Gehenna. Okay, so again, don't know what that means, but it's obviously not good, to say the very least. So we already gave a working definition of many of the examples that were given in category number three, but this one we did not give a definition because the Gemara does. So Vishnasu Chitas Chamba Arts Chaim, they intimidate. So Amr of Chisa, Zupar Samatalema Yisera, let's see Bershalol Shem Shemaim. So you're talking about a leader who basically intimidates the people, but he doesn't do so Lashem Shemaim. He's not giving Muslim Tochacha, but it's just simply he's exercising his power. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rav Kalpanus. I'm Atalema Yisera Al Atzibur Shalol Shem Shemaim in Aroa Ben Tamachacham. The Gemara also talks about another consequence. If you have a leader who's exercising his power, but just simply that, just to exercise his power, he got drunk, he got intoxicated by the power, so he's not going to have a Tamachacham as a son. Shenemar Lachen Yeru An Hashem Lo Yireh Kol Chach Melev. Okay, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Iyov that supports this idea as well. Beisila Omrim V'Rav Chesed Mati Kabe Chesed. Okay. The Gemara over here in explaining the Braisa goes back now to describing the Beinoni and how Beis Hillel says that Chesed is introduced to his din, and Akash Baruch Hu now with Chesed is able to give him a fast pass right to his Chelek and Olam Haba. Okay, I'm a little bit confused to be honest with you in terms of the ordering of the Gemara over here. Generally speaking, when the Gemara goes over a Braisa and unpackages a Braisa, so normally the Gemara goes in the order that the Braisa is presented. So over here, just a little bit confused in terms of we went all the way down to category number three, explaining category number three, and then we're going back to the first category, Beis Hillel. Okay, I don't know why, but okay. Anyway, so Heichi Avid. So the Gemara wants to know now, how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do it? So again, this is like the smallest little crack, the smallest little window into seeing how a Kadosh Baruch Hu operates din din v'cheshbon. So Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kov Shoshin Amar Yashuv Yerachmini Yechbosh Amunaseinu. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chenin Amar No Sei. Shenemar No Sei Avon V'over Al Pesha. So the Gemara says it couldn't be done in one of two ways, and the Gemara has a machlokus amongst the Amoraim in terms of which way it's done. So again, the Gemara is giving us the mashal of a scale, and basically what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is he's tipping the scale. So we're talking about a simple scale, right, with a fulcrum in the middle, and so there are two ways you could tip the scale. You can either push down on one side or lift up on the other side, and the Gemara says that's the machlokus over here. Now, how does that translate? Once again, just I know there a lot of times this morning, I'm just expressing my limited ability to explain these Gemaras. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what that means practically in practical terms, with the difference between pushing down on one side, lifting up on the other side. I'm sure that there are ways to explain it. I just simply don't have the ways to do so. Tan de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Ma v'Rishon Rishon v'Chein Hi Hamida. Okay, the Gemara over here, and again, because of the Nusach and our Tefillah, so this we're all familiar with. Ask anyone to explain it. You're going to see most people struggle. You're going to watch me struggle, but at least, you know, I know the Rashi. So in that regard, I got, you know, a little bit of an advantage. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma v'Rishon Rishon. Again, over here, it's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu introducing Chesed into the Din. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He's Ma v'Rishon Rishon. So what does that mean? Well, let's just read one more line of Gemara. Amarava v'Avon atzmo eino nimchak. The oven itself is not erased. Di'ik aru b'Avon atzmo achshiv ba'adayu. Which means that if you have more avonos, so then it goes back in. Now, the way Rashi presents all this, it basically looks like this. We're talking about the Beinoni. The Beinoni now is Mechza, Mechza is 50-50. Okay, so we went over two different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tilt. Either he's going to push down on one side or push up on the other side, lift up on the other side. Now what the Gemara is introducing is a third alternative way in which he introduces Chesed, and that is then when the scale is even at 50-50, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes off one Avera. Okay. And by doing so now the scale is going to tip in the direction of Zechuyos and good, and that's how you get the fast pass. That's Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. That's the way Rashi understands it over here. However, and this is the next line of Rava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just simply removes it, but he doesn't expunge it. It's still there. In the event that you have now Rov Avonos, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes it, and he puts it back on the scale. Okay. Amarava. Okay, so how can we promote the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara now is going to give us a method in terms of how we can promote HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have chesed with us. Kol Hamavir. In our Girsa, we have Rava. Amar. Right. Amarava. So it's like a new statement. So Kol Hamavir Amidosav Mavir Lo Akol Pshaav. So a person himself who lets things slide, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act with him accordingly. Shenemar no se'avon v'over ha'pesha, lemi no se'avon lemi she'over ha'pesha. Okay, so somebody slights you, and so your response is, oh, that's it. I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him back. So, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you in kind, and if we were to let things slide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets things slide with us in terms of our own din. Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yeshua Chalash, the Gemara tells the following story. Rav Huna is sick. Rav Papa l'shuluyabe, and Rav Papa now goes and pays him a visit, a biker cholim visit. And chazi dechal shle ama, but Rav Papa sees that Rav Huna is really in bad shape, bad physical shape. So amar lehu. So he says savisa lezavdasa. Okay, so basically prepare his journey. And as Rashi points out over here, meaning make the tachrichin, meaning he's checking out. Now I would say, in other words, assuming good bedside manners, that he didn't talk directly to Rav Huna. He spoke to the family privately outside. Okay, I'd like to assume that. So Lesof Itzbach. Now it turns out that Rav Huna, he recovered from his illness. And so needless to say, Rav Papa was embarrassed. In other words, a bad call, bad diagnosis, like, right? And on top of that now, right, he's walking around having known that he basically said Rav Huna's going to check out, and Rav Huna did not check out. So have a mechsef. So he was embarrassed. Have a mechsef, Rav Papa. Le mechzaye. And he didn't want to see Rav Huna because he was just so embarrassed. So amale my chazas. So he said to him, what did you see? So amale in hachi, amar lehu, right? He's talking now, not to Rav Papa, but he's talking to the family. So in hachi have. So Rav Huna says that Rav Papa was really right. meaning he did not misdiagnose. And I was supposed to check out. But here's what happened. So even though according to Din, it was time for you to check out, but because you were somebody who was over, you let things slide. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to let it slide for you as well. Shenemar no se'av mava over pesha. Lami no se'av mava over pesha. Okay, good. So just a story that reinforces exactly this point. L'she'eris nachal aso. Gemara quotes the pasuk from Micha. Am Rabbi Achab Rabbi Chanina alya v'kotzba. So on one hand, the pasuk over here is like, it's like a really good piece of meat. On the other hand, there's like a little thorn in it. Meaning, really good news, but it's a little bit difficult to digest. So, L'she'eris nachalaso, v'lo l'chol nachalaso. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a barachmim for some, but not for all. So, l'mi, top of the Yedzayin Amud Beis, l'mi shemesim atzmo ke shirayim. Who does the Kadosh Baruch Hu provide chesed for? For somebody who basically makes himself like Shirayim. Like, in other words, like, oh, I'm not the most important. All right, a person who is humble and modest. For that individual, Kadosh Baruch Hu extends chesed. Rav Huna Ramiksiv, Rav Huna notes the stira between psukim. The Gemara is basically going to keep reinforcing this idea. So, a stira between psukim. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derechav, v'ksiv, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. We're all familiar with the pasuk in Tehillim. 145th perek. It's what we call Ashrei. Ashrei is not really the opening of that perek in Tehillim, but you know, a couple of introductory psukim. Anyway, so b'tchila tzadik ulevesof chassid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is first a tzadik, meaning tzadik over here from the word tzedek, meaning strict justice, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu turns into chassid. Okay. Rabbi Elazar amiksiv v'lecha Hashem chassid uksiv ki ata tishalem le'ish kemaaseyu. So, and again, same basic idea. Other psukim from Tehillim, this is Perek Samech Beis, but it's the same basic idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, right, exact justice. Kadosh Baruch Hu also says chesed. So which one? So b'tchila ki ata tishalem kemaaseh ulevesof ulecha Hashem chesed. Okay. So again, same idea, same basic theme that's being emphasized and reemphasized. Right? When you see the Gemara repeating this idea again and again, it's basically the Gemara showing us how, right, stressing how significant it is, how important it is. Ilfe v'amrile ilfa, so girsa issue of who exactly says it, but ramiksiv, which of course means ilfe and ilfa are the two different people. Anyway, v'rav chesed v'ksiv v'emes, b'tchil v'emes v'lvesof v'rav chesed. Again, same basic idea. V'yavor Hashem apana v'yikra. Okay, so we know that in Parshas Kisisa, after Cheta Egel, so Moshe petitions on behalf of the Jewish people, and within the petitioning on behalf of the Jewish people, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, so let me teach you how to daven on behalf of the Jewish people. And so what the Gemara is going to do over here, and yes, these are famous Gemaras, so the Gemara now is going to go through the Yud Gimel Midos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amale Mikra Kasov Yefshar Lo Omra. So had it not been for the Pasuk, we wouldn't be in a position to say that. Melamed Shenis Atif, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Sibor, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he looks like a chazan. V'arilah L'moshe, Seder Tfilan, he teaches Moshe how to daven. So Amalo Kozmanchi Yisrael Chotim Yasulafana Kaseder Azeh. So you see the Jewish people and they're sinning. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to follow this formula. Ve'ani mocha lahem. And I'll provide a mechila for them. Okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu basically gives Moshe a step-by-step manual instruction in terms of how exactly to petition Kadosh Baruch Hu and get Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a rachamim. So Hashem, Hashem, ani hu kodem sheyechata ha'adam v'ani hu la'acha sheyechata ha'adam. And so now, with the Yud Gimel Midos, the Gemara now is not going to go through each one of them, right? Classic Gemara. Meaning that this is a Yud Gimel Midos Shatonu Jesh, This is a Yud Gimel Midos Shorachamim. Right? Once I saw somebody trying to connect the two. Anyway. This is a Yud Gimel Midos Shorachamim. And what the Gemara now is going to do is just scratch the surface. The Gemara is not even going to count it out for us, which, you know what's going to happen. Meaning, if we have Yud Gimel Midos Shorachamim, 13 different attributes of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara doesn't count it out for us, so you know what happens? So the Rishonim, yes, you do know what happens. The Rishonim debate exactly how to count it out. And in fact, you could see Tosfos over here, right, second Tosfos on the Amud. So right away, even by numbers 1 and 2. So how do you count out 1 and 2? So Rabbeinu Tam says that Hashem and Hashem is 1 and 2 of the Yud Gimel Midos. And you could see Tosfos goes on, he quotes the Rabbeinu Nissim. In other words, we're not going to go through the Tosfos, but anyway, but they argue. The Gemara over here just spends a little bit of time over here, not even going through each one of them, not even going through the majority of them. So again, I'm just going to back up just one line. Hashem, Hashem, ani hu kodem she'echat ha'adam, ani hu la'acha she'echat ha'adam. So Hashem, Hashem, that is a reference to before and after, right? And Tosfos notes, and you can look it up in Chumash, there's a psik, there's a break between the two Shem Hashems, and Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm the same, before and after. Which means that even after a person's chote, Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm still here. V'yaseh tshuva. El racham v'chanon. So just a little bit further now in the Yugam Amidos, like I said, the Gemara doesn't even count it out. Am Rav Yehuda b'ris krusel Yugam Amidos she'enem chozem reikam. We have a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say the Yugam Amidos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not leave it unanswered. Shenemer hinei anochi kares bris. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and that is it. That is the conclusion of the Gemara's discussion of the Yugam Amidos. So yes, it's fundamental, and yes, it becomes an essential formula in terms of eliciting rachamim from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara spends 7-8 lines dedicated to this topic. Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan. Continuing in the Gemara. Gedola tshuva, shemekares gzar din shel adam. How powerful is tshuva? So even though there's a gzar din. So not only did Akash Baruch Hu down a person, he judged a person, but he also had a gzar din. Right? It was signed. Even though there is a signed din against an individual, so tshuva can go ahead and can tear it up. Shenamar, Hashmein lev ha'am hazeh ve'aznav hashmein lev ha'am hazeh ve'aznav hachbed ve'inav hisha pen yirei be'inav ve'aznav yishamalu v'avo yavin v'shav v'rafalo. So the pasuk over here in Yishayahu, so the person is going to be doing tshuva v'shav. I know it just flew over the first part of the pasuk. V'shav v'rafalo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the refuah for such an individual. Even though there was a gzar din against that individual, Amalei Rapapa Labai Vadim Lefnei gzar din, I don't know. Maybe the pasuk over here is describing before gzar din, but maybe after the gzar din, there's nothing he could do. So Amalei V'Rafalo Ksiv. No, he says no. That's not a good pshat. The pasuk ends off by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a refuah. Who needs a refuah? Ezu Davar Shetzarich Refuah Havi Amar Ze gzar din. So that's a reference to the gzar din. The gzar din needs a refuah. Meaning, once you have a gzar din, you're in a state of a chola spiritually, and you need a refuah. It's talking about somebody at a gzar din. Meis ve the Gemara challenges. Hashab meintayin mochlin lo. Lo shab meintayin, afilo havilo kol elei nevayosh ba'olam, ein mochlin lo. So over here, the Brisa tells us that somebody does tshuva before the gzar din, okay? But after the gzar din, doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want. Bring carbonos, whatever you do, it doesn't help after the gzar din. Okay, that's definitely a kasha, meaning it sounds like that there's nothing could do after gzar din. So lo kasha habi yachad habit sibor. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between an individual versus a community. So you're right. For an individual petitioning after the gzar din, it's a health nisht. It doesn't do anything. But it's sibor who's petitioning after the gzar din, that helps. Meitzvah, the Gemara challenges again. So the pasuk in, where is it? Either the end of Akev or the beginning of Rei. Anyway, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking towards Eretz Yisrael all the time. And the pasuk goes on to say, Me'reishis Hashanah ad Achris Hashanah. So, Itim Latova, Itim Lara. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Itim Latova, Ketzad. So what does it mean for good? HaReisha Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim B'Rosh Hashanah U'Paskolem Gishamim U'atim. So by Rosh Hashanah, the Jews were not deserving of rain. And so Akash Baruch Hu decreed with a gzar din, he decreed that there was going to be only a certain amount of rain, limited. And Lasof Chazru Bahen, and then after Rosh Hashanah, so then we decide to do tshuva. So Lahosif Alem Yevsha Shekvar Nigzur Gzera. So Akash Baruch Hu can't add more rain. Meaning that's it, the gzar din is already there. So Allah Akash Baruch Hu Maridim is Manam Al Aretz Atzrich Lahen, Hakol Lefi Aretz. And then what Akash Baruch Hu is going to do is that even though the resources are limited, but Akash Baruch Hu will be judicious in terms of how to allocate those limited resources. And then we can do this in the other direction as well. So itim l'raket and hareisha yisrael tzadikim gemurim Rosh Hashanah paskalim gishamim rubim. So let's say by Rosh Hashanah the Jewish people were excellent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated a lot, and then l'sof chazur behen. But then unfortunately after Rosh Hashanah, so our behavior did not maintain. So the pachus mehem yevsho shekvar nigzer gzera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot diminish because it's a gzar din. So therefore, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridim shelo bezmanam al haaretz she'ein tzrichin lahen. So then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is that he's going to misappropriate the rain so that we don't benefit from it. Okay, so letova mi al likara l'gzar dinayu v'losiv luhu. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Didn't you just tell me that when it comes to gzar din, if we're at Sibur and we're davening after even after gzar din, so we could change the gzar din and tshuva could change it gzar din, especially the tshuva of at Sibur. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shani hasam def shabahachi. So the Gemara says, yeah, Karsh Baruch Hu could do that. But if a Karsh Baruch Hu can maintain his gzar din and still respond accordingly if we do tshuva, so then he'd rather not change the gzar din. Over here, there's a hechitimsa. There's a way a Karsh Baruch Hu can do it. A little bit more for this morning. Tashma yardei hayam ba'ani oso se malacha ba'mayim rabim hema ra'o mesei Hashem. The pasuk in Kuf Zayin. We were just here. This is a perek in Tehillim that describes the people who nearly died by some sort of calamity. Four different calamities are described. And yes, this is the basis of the Gemara in Brachos that talks about the various near-death experiences that's going to result in the bringing of the Karban Todah. And bizman hazeh, you bench goma. So, v'yomer v'yamad ruach zara, usrumam galav, yachogu v'yanu kishikor, v'yitzakul Hashem b'tzal lahem, yodul Hashem chasto, asalem simanios ke'achim v'rakin shebetara, lomer lecha tzaku kodim gzar dinen, and tzaku lachar gzidin, eno nanin. So basically, if I can now just simply paraphrase, so the boat is going side to side, and it looks like the boat is going down, and we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. But then, and the Gemara here talks about the simanim, open up a perek in Tehillim, and you're going to see the nun hafuchim, the upside down nuns, that bracket off some of the four different parts of that perek in Tehillim. So so what are those simanim trying to inform us? That the tzaka helps, but only before the gzar din. After the gzar din, the tzaka doesn't help. Okay, so once again, what's going on? Didn't you say that for tzakas rabim, even after the gzar din, it's going to help? So the Gemara says, okay, but what you'll say then is that on the boat, so they weren't davening like a tzibur, they were davening like a yachid. Okay, not sure what that means, but they didn't aggregate. Okay, Tashma. We'll do one more for this morning. Shala bluria hagiaris is Rami Gamliel. Following discussion between a convert by the name of Bluria and Rami Gamliel. Ksibatoraschem. Now, a little bit unclear over here because just the tone over here. Ksibatoraschem. It says in your Torah. This was before she converted, after she converted. I don't know. So anyway, Asher lo yisa panim v'ksiv yisa Hashem panav elecha. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one hand, the Torah describes him as being Yisa Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can act with Chesed. And then we have another pasuk that says, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. I'm sorry. Asher Lo Yisa Panim. Sorry, let me do that again. So, Lo Yisa Panim, no Chesed. And meanwhile, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. You get to the Birchas Kohanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Rachamim. Okay, which one is it? So Nitapala Rav Yossi HaKohen. So Rav Yossi HaKohen now says, hey, allow me please to answer. Amar la, he says to her, Em shalacha, mashalama davadama. I'll give you a parable. La adam sheno shebechaver amana v'kavalo zman b'fnei hamelch v'nishbalo b'chai hamelch higi zman v'lo paro. So a person had a debt and he swore to his creditor. He said to the lender, not only am I going to pay you, I'm going to pay you by this date. And I promised, and he used the king's name. To invoke the promise. Now the time came and he didn't pay, right. He felt terrible, meaning aside from the fact that he didn't pay, but he used the king's name in vain. So Balafayis is a melech. So in addition now to having the monetary obligation, he also has. He went over to the king and he tried to appease the king. So Amar lo el boni macholach. The king says, "Look, all right, my honor, I let it slide, even though we learned elsewhere that the king is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod." Okay, but this is a parable. So, lechu paisa chaverecha. So, but, okay, fine. But you still owe the debt. So, hachinami, kan ba'verisha ben adam la'makam, kan ba'verisha ben adam la'chavero. So, and so Rav Yossi HaKohen says to this Gioris, He says, look, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can extend all the rachamim that he wants. However, if it's an aver bein adam lechavero, so now what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't forgive that. It's between you and somebody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be mochel somebody else's kavod. That is one approach. Fine. Acha by Rabbi Kiva v'limeid, kan kon gzardin, kan lacher gzardin. And Rabbi Kiva says, I'll give another approach. And that is that before gzardin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give chesed. After the gzardin, no chesed. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiva's approach. Now again, all this comes out to be a question. Because we said that tshuva is so powerful, it can work even after gzardin. So achinami biyachid. So again, the Gemara says, yes, a gzardin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot retract on by an individual. But once you have a tzibur, the tzibur can go ahead and overturn a gzardin. Same answer. I think that's the third time that the Gemara gave that answer, but okay, good. Okay, and then where we start with tomorrow is the Gemara is going to challenge even that, even the Yachid and Gzardin. But that's tomorrow. Yirtzeh Hashem, we continue. Anyway, let's quickly recap. Okay, we start off this morning with Rav Krispadai and the Gimel Sfarim that are Pesuchim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah for the Tzadikim, for the Rishayim, for the Beinonim. Okay. And again, the smallest little crack, the smallest little window into looking into how HaKadosh Baruch Hu affects din. The Gemara quoted a lengthy brisa in terms of the din, the cheshbon, that a person experiences after exiting this earth. Machlok is fundamental, machlok is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In terms of Beis Shammai's view is very simple. It's char va'onish, it's din, that's it. And what Beis Hillel introduces into the whole platform is chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises chesed. And it's difficult to wrap our heads around it, but the Gemara basically introduced us on Yuzayin Amin Aleph to the Shita Beis Hillel, where if it's a Beinoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just basically fast passes him to his chelek in Olam Haba. There's no din, there's no Gehenim. That's for a Beinoni. Then for a Poshe Yisrael Begufan, it really breaks down. In other words, the Poshe Yisrael Begufan, who's Mechza Mechza, so he has Yud Beis Chodesh. He has din for 12 months. For a Poshe Yisrael Begufan, and he has more Averus than Mitzvah, than Zechuyos, so for such an individual, Ein Lo Tekanta. Then you have the third category for Beis Hillel of people who are an Apikoros, who is a Moser, right? The worst of the worst. And for them, their din even goes beyond Gehenim. Gehenim will come to an end, but their din will not come to an end. Again, to the whatever understandings we can gain from that. But the obvious point is that these are, in other words, it helps set up our own value systems in terms of understanding, like who's on the extreme end of like where we should not be. That part becomes clear from all this. It sets up our own value system. It should be setting up our own value system. Okay, good. And then from that point going forward, the Gemara and the rest of the Amud Aleph went and clarified a number of the points that were made in the Braisa, and that took us to the bottom, where the Gemara goes over the various maneuvers in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces chesed for the Beinoni. Either he pushes down on the side of the mitzvos, or he lifts up the side of the averus, or he takes off an averus. Okay, various pathways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can manipulate his chesed. Like I said already numerous times this morning, not exactly sure what that means, but I get the basic flavor of the Gemara. Then the Gemara talks about how to affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, and that is that you yourself should be somebody who lets things slide. If you let things slide, somebody slights you, and you let it slide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat you in kind. And the Gemara, from the Amud Aleph into the Amud Beis, spends a good amount of time citing a number of psukim that speak to this idea. And finally, the Gemara went over the Yigim Lamido Shal Rachamim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe how to daven and petition on behalf of the Kadosh, in behalf of the Jewish people, and enlisting the Mida of Rachamim, and we have the Yugim Mida Sharachamim. Okay, and the Gemara spends really precious little on this particular topic, right? Just the Gemara just goes through Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanan, and that's it. And you know, the rest of the Gemara leaves us for our homework in terms of unsolving. And the last part of today's daf is the Gzardin. Can we be Korea Gzardin? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now not just decided but signed off on a particular din, so is there a way to undo it? So right now the answer is yes, but with tshuva and only via tzibur. That's where we're at right now. We continue tomorrow.